Let your spirit take charge. Let the spirit of God 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 take charge. I want you to pray this prayer right now. That the spirit of God, the spirit of God, the spirit of God, the spirit of God, the spirit of God will take control wherever you are right now. Pray for the spirit of God. Somebody pray for the spirit of God. Pray for the spirit of God. Pray for the spirit of God. You are saying, oh God, let your spirit take charge over where I am right now. Let the power of God take charge. Let the power of God take charge. We are moving into an atmosphere of the power of God. I tell you, let the spirit of God take charge. Pray to God, say, oh God, may your spirit take charge wherever I am right now. Let the spirit of God, 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 let the spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, let the power. Today I feel within my heart that we have to pray. We are charging the atmosphere to understand the days that we have found ourselves in. Bible says in Job chapter 38 verse number 12, it said, have you commanded the day? When I read that scripture yesterday over and over and over and over and over and over, I couldn't hold it alone, so I sent to somebody and said, Master, pray. The Lord said to me that somebody has to pray. Have you commanded the day? Have you commanded the day? You are commanding the day that if there's any manipulation in the realms of the spirit, in the realms of the spirit, Bible says in Psalm 91, verse 5, it says, do not be afraid of the terror by night. That is why in the night, when you have dreams, nightmares, we call it nightmares, you become so afraid. That is the time the devil begins to hunt you down. It said the terror at night, when even thieves, when they want to steal, they steal in the dark. In the dark. Even physically, when people want to attack people, they attack people in the night. See, in our physical realm, in the physical realm, when it is dark, is when the devil begins to operate. Even though the devil operates every time, he is able to get us in the dark when everybody is asleep. When your soul, your body is sleeping, he comes to call your spirit. He comes to call your spirit. That is when the devil knows very well that when you are standing and something is happening to you, you'll be able to scream for help and people will know that something is happening to you. But in the night, when you sleep, your body is somehow, some of us, we sleep like dead people. Some of us, when we sleep like dead people. We sleep like dead people. People can enter into our room and we will not even know, we will not notice it. That is when the devil comes into your room and begin to operate your being. That is what I'm telling you right now. That in your whatever that entered into your room, you are setting your room on fire. Whatever that comes to your room to touch anything, come to call your spirit. I prophesy and I declare, if any power came to call your spirit, wherever they are calling your spirit, let it catch fire. Let fire appear. Let fire appear. Well, let the fire appear. I tell you, as they are about to bury another person, they are reminding themselves of the next person could be you. Beloved, as they are burying somebody today, they are saying, who is next? Who is next? Who is next? Are you next? No! Ha! Any party on this platform, you are not the next. I see you in 2024. I'm going to declare upon your life, no matter the devil will, how far the devil will take you, if they like, they should take your spirit to Benin. If they like, they should take your spirit to Nigeria. If they like, they should take your spirit anywhere. I declare and I stand at the prophet of God, you will escape it in the name of Jesus. I said, whatever they will do against you will not stand, because you bear the mark of Christ. Somebody lift up your voice and declare that I bear the mark of Christ. 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 Mado shakatatata. Let her tell you, write at the comment section, I bear the mark of Christ. I bear the mark of Christ. Speak your faith in writing. Speak your faith in writing. I want you to write it at the comment section. I bear the mark of Christ. 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 Rakoparo shaba. Marando shaka tadiyakala dado shada. Rakapadabrandiatabadaba. Write at the comment section, I bear the mark of Christ. I bear the mark of Christ. I bear the mark of Christ. Declare upon your life, I bear the mark of Christ. I bear the mark of Christ. I bear the mark of Christ. You bear the mark of Christ. Bible said, Maroshata yakadabrandiata. When the people of Israel were in Egypt, I said, right at the comment section, I bear the mark of Christ. This morning, anything that has entered into your room, anything that has sent frustration, anything that has sent depression, any spirit that comes to roam about, some of us, as we are sleeping, things begin to move about. Things begin to fight you. Things begin to call your spirit. Things begin to operate. Things begin to lift your spirit. And they begin to insert some of you. You have dreams. And then you see injection. You see yourself at the hospital. You see yourself walking in the bush. You see yourself in the village. Hey! You see yourself eating certain things that you don't understand. You don't know. Years back, I told a young lady, very hardworking. Very hardworking. I said, listen. By the grace of God, God has really used us. And I tell you, this lady, listen carefully. Let me share this testimony with you. Some of us, where we are coming from, the things even your parents invoke against you, because of their different backgrounds. See, some of us, where we are coming from, even our mothers and fathers, the things sometimes because of envyness and jealousy, the kind of things even our own siblings conjure against us. If God will open your eyes, the way the devil is using a lot of people against people, Just because of envy, sometimes you just get something wrong. Sometimes because of just your dressing. Just because you dress, just because you are able to go to school small, just because you are able to have a job, just because of small things that your boss is giving to you, some small thing. They feel you have gotten everything. And then they allow jealousy, enviness to enter into them. They allow themselves to fight you. See, this young lady traveled outside of the country. I didn't hear from her. And she came. Ah. When she came, I said, my dear, I saw people giving you an injection. Ah. Beloved, certain things happen and your imagination cannot see. See, it overcomes your imagination. See, but some of us, we have seen things. We have seen things. And I tell you that if somebody should tell you, say, Bibi, you are seeing. Bibi, what you ask you? There are things that operate. No koye jay. No koye jay. A gang man will say, no koye jay. If you have not seen anything before, me, I have seen things. I have seen things. See, this young lady traveled out of the country and came back. The moment she called me, I said, hey, my dear, I saw people giving you an injection. He said, the reason why I called you, you traveled, you didn't call me. You came back, you didn't even call me to say, oh, Osofu, take a biscuit. When she was not feeling well, that is where she called me. I said, I saw people giving you an injection. The moment she called me, giving you an injection. Go and check. And the amazing thing is that when I finished talking to her, I began to pray. And I saw in writing H, but I couldn't see the I, but I saw the V. Back at home, Shabla. And I called her back. I said, lady, what I saw, I can't tell you. I can't tell you. Go and check your blood status. Go and check. Go and do a blood test. Beloved, we serve a living God. By the grace of God, we serve a living God. This lady went to check. When she called me, she was shaking and crying on the phone. She was crying on the phone. She said, they said, I have HIV. I have HIV. I said, Jesus, you said what? When she called me, I was lying down. He said, daddy, they say I have HIV. Now you are calling me daddy. Paco Paro Shablandiata. When you were traveling, no call, no letter. You came back empty. HIV. I said, no, 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 it is not possible. It is not possible. Send, take a screenshot, take a photo of it, and send me the results. Beloved, what I am telling you, she was about to kill herself. She just went to the hospital. She was told she has HIV. HIV. You are praying right now. She, oh God, whatever that has been injected into my body as I was sleeping, any spirit of bad luck, anything that I've injected into my body, some of us, they have injected failure into our body. Some of us, they have injected depression into our body. Some of us, they have injected certain things, certain kind of sickness. See, let me tell you, just a young man, I was saying it just now, that a young man just watched the matches. Is this Chelsea and Man City match?
Is this Chelsea and Man City match?
Yes. And after the match, he was just alone in his room. The next day, they could not hear of him again. So the neighbors went to say, ah, we have not seen this brother. We have not seen this brother today. They went to knock. They knocked, sir, he didn't open. Then they entered. Come and see this brother at the door. Which means that he has struggled in the night. He struggled in the night. He was just lying at the door. Inside the room. The things that attack people. When you are sleeping, some of you, things will attack you. And you even want to wake up from your dream. I have experienced it before. You have certain attack and you wish that dream, you could see that. That dream will end and you wake up. You want to wake up and you cannot wake up. You want to open your eyes and your eyes is not able to open. You want to open your eyes and your eyes is not open. You'll be struggling on the bed. You'll be struggling on the bed. That is what I'm talking about here. This brother died. I am talking about because I know him. I have seen him before. When the story was told, I said, Jesus, somebody close to me called me, because the person is very close to that person. He said, that young man I brought to you there some time ago, that young man that you saw me with some time ago is dead. The person was crying, called me around 12. Yes, because I have to rest more so that I can wake up at 1 and pray. I said, Jesus, what am I sleeping for? Let me wake up and pray. See, the things that we encounter in our sleep, the things that you encounter in your sleep, the things that you encounter in your sleep, I declare upon your life, every prophecy concerning your life shall surely come to pass. Beloved, share the life to somebody. Tell the person, hey, anyawa ebenya obi o, anyawa ebenya unia no, ebenya ukuru, ebenya uba, it will get somebody. You can, yeah, invite that friend of yours, invite that brother of yours, invite that sister of yours. Share to them and tell them they should come and hear the word of God and pray. Beloved, this brother is dead. Then I begin to pray for this sister. She had the HIV. She just went to the hospital. She was crying. I said, don't cry. Even when I was saying don't cry, I was afraid. I was totally scared. See, hey, in my life, that was the first time I heard somebody say, I have HIV. You know some things, people don't say it. There are things that are killing people that they will not say it. There are things that are killing people that they will not say it. And I said, send the picture to me. She sent it to me. Then I sent it to my prayer altar. We serve a living God, I tell you. God brought us here for a reason. And I know I'm on this app because of you. Because God wants to do something in your life. Yes. I am on this app because of you. Because, you know, I have not heard of this app before. I have not come across it. I'm into IT. Yeah, that's what I do. Anything concerning IT. But I have not come across this app. I'm into IT. That's my field of work. I'm into full-time pastoral work. But this is my career. Yes. Sometimes people say, pastors don't work. Me, I work. I want to let people know that, see, It is not because a pastor is lazy. It's not because the work demands, the demand of the work of a pastor. When you see any pastor, pray for him. I'm telling you, when you see any pastor, bless him. It's not easy. I have worked in different institutions, and the toughest work I have seen on earth is pastoral work. Leading people, even your own children, to correct them. Even your own children. Trying to shape your own children is not easy. Then grown-ups, some of them have children under them. Some of them, even their own parents could not control their lives, and they have come to the church. Or they said they want you to pastor them. It's not easy at all. This is just by the way. This is just by the way. I want you to pray right now. I say, oh God, whatever that entered into me, into my room, that I could not see with my eye. I could not see with my eye. Oh God, may you deliver me. May you deliver me. May you deliver me. When the moment the lady sent the report to me, I send it to my prayer altar and begin to declare. Somebody lift up your voice in prayer and say, oh God, whatever that entered into my room, whatever that entered into my spirit as I was sleeping, oh God, may you deliver me. 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 I want you to pray right now and say, oh God, may you deliver me. May you deliver me. Lift up your voice in prayer. Say, oh God, may you deliver me. 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 Oh God. Wherever they have sent your spirit, wherever they have locked you, wherever they have tied your spirit, waiting to the time they will slaughter you. As the years get to an end, they are looking for people to kill before the end of the year. See, beloved, those who destroy life are going to give account. Those who destroy life, it's just like your business. This year, the occult, they will ask, Who are you coming to sacrifice and give thanks? Who are you showing up with? May God spare your life in the name of Jesus. That is why when it is getting to the end of the year, you see things happening. Because even in your own company that you work in, at the end of the year, you give account. Even church. As I'm talking to you, some church will be doing harvest this year. December, they will be doing harvest. They will be doing Thanksgiving service. You'll be asking for seed for the end of the year. Your seed of Thanksgiving. As for us Christians, we don't sacrifice human beings. Yes. But some others, they sacrifice human beings. So as the years get to an end, you will see those people. You will see those people. People will be giving human lives for sacrifice. May God deliver you from it in the name of Jesus. I said, your life is covered. Your life is covered. I feel within my heart that God has to deliver some people. If you are here and you have been marked to die this year, I deliver you from it in the name of Jesus. If they said it is your turn for you to die, it will not happen. I say it will not happen. I say it will not happen. In the name of Jesus Christ, it will not happen. It will not happen. Beloved, if your wife is part of those who have to die, God has delivered and he will deliver. I don't know, but within my heart, God God said, I should declare into people's life, deliverance is coming your way. 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 I said, deliverance is coming your way. Anyone that has been tied on this app, I release you in the name of Jesus. You will manifest. I don't know. Somebody has to pray this prayer. 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 I will manifest. 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 If Kato Sikata Pratiata. Hey, who is it that they have brought that accident through accident? You are going to die. You will not die. There's somebody on this life. Recently, you have been feeling a strong headache. And this headache, when it comes, you begin to talk a lot. No, it is not time for me to say this thing. But the Lord is telling me right now, there's somebody here. There's somebody here. You sometimes feel a strong headache. Before I continue, you feel a strong headache. This strong headache, when it comes, later you begin to talk. You begin to talk. And people say you talk too much. You talk too much. You talk a lot. Jesus Christ. 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 We are praying. Jesus Christ. What I am seeing, I see you being knocked down by a car. Knocked down by a car. We are going to pray for you. I want us to join hands in one spirit wherever you are. We are praying for anyone on this platform that the devil has assigned accidents your own. You'll be moving and it will be like you'll be talking before you realize the car will knock you and that will be the end of you. If anybody here, see, if you are that person, please, if this today is your first time, please follow the life and you will take my contact. We are going to go with the prayer. So let's pray. You are praying right now.
Let's pray.
You are praying for the person right now. You are saying, oh God,
anyone
that the devil has bled,
and
the devil has shot that person for death, we deliver that person in the name of Jesus. Lift up your voice and pray. In the name of Jesus. Please, when you call in, you mute yourself. When it is time for you to unmute yourself, I'll let you unmute yourself and I'll talk to you. please mute yourself quickly. Bakadosha jeje. Allah padosha brandiata. We are delivering that person right now. The Bible said when Peter was put into prison and the church prayed, Peter was delivered. I want you to pray right now. That is Antipatron. Bible said, verse 5 coming down, and the church prayed. And the church prayed. And the church prayed. I want you to lift up your voice in prayer. Today I feel strongly within my heart that we have to pray. I don't know. Maybe I'll give you one or two scriptures. You are praying right now. You are saying, oh God, deliver my soul. Deliver my soul. Oh God, 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 deliver my soul. Now. Deliver my soul. Oh God, deliver my soul. Oh God, deliver the soul of your people. Oh God, deliver the soul of your people. Oh God, deliver the soul of the people. Oh God, deliver the soul of the people. Oh God, deliver the soul of the people. Oh God, deliver. Oh God, deliver. Oh God, oh God, deliver. 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 Maro Shaparia Shabrandia. Aleka Dia Kabadosha. Aleka Takadabranta. Alla Paco Shapado Shaba. Maranka Badabrandia Tatata. Ekadaba. Rapayaba. Beloved, I prophesy into your life. They cannot frustrate you. They cannot kill you before your time. They cannot stand you. You will manifest whatever prophecy, whatever declaration. The devil decided to frustrate the life of Israel. That is Jacob. It's Jacob I'm talking about. When Jacob was in the womb of the mother, there was a prophecy concerning him that he will be great and his generation will be great. The devil decided to frustrate Jacob. But Bible said, God to a time, he said, hey, I will not let you go if you don't bless me. I will not let you go if you don't bless me. Every prophecy concerning your life, when you read Genesis 32, verse number 25, 22 coming down, 25, 22 coming down. And Bible said, and Jacob encountered the angel. Hey, he got to know that this man is an angel. This man is God sent. And he said, nah, if you don't bless me, I'll not let you go. I tell you, if beloved, I am telling you this morning, I declare upon your life that you will see the glory of God. You will see the glory of God. You will manifest whatever prophecy, every good prophecy that I have said upon your life, every prophecy of the kingdom said upon your life, you will manifest it. I say, you will manifest it. Kato Shabada Brandia. Whatever the devil will do, you will manifest it. I said, you will manifest it. Lift up your voice and say, every prophecy concerning my life, every prophecy concerning my life, I will manifest it. Because of the prophecy of God concerning your life, because of the declaration upon your life, you will not die before your time. I say, every demonic power, anything from your father's side, anything from your mother's side that want to frustrate you so that you will not manifest, declare upon your life that there is a prophecy, there is an anointing, there is a saying upon your life. See, Jesus came to die to save the world. His mission on this earth was to come and die for the world. John 3:16. Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. But Bible made us understand, wherever Jesus got to, the Sadducees and the Pharisees find way to capture him. But Bible said he escapes. Listen, there was a time they begin to stone him. The disciples showed him and he escaped. Hear me. You must fulfill your prophecy and you manifest the glory of God upon your life. Hear me. You must manifest. Bible said, when it was time for Jesus to die, he said, my time is up. He said, my time is up. Before, they have tried several ways to capture him and to kill him, but he escaped all of them because his time has not come. And that was not fulfillment of prophecy. He must fulfill that prophecy at the point of time. Beloved, you and I, our fulfillment on this earth is not to die for anybody. Who are you going to save by dying? You have not even finished saving yourself. You want to die for somebody? Jesus was God in spirit and human in spirit. Hear me carefully. Even Jesus have to escape. Jesus, Bible said, he has to pray. Even when it was time for the manifestation of the prophecy, when he was sitting at the table with his disciples, that is Luke 22. When you read from verse number 17 coming down, Bible said, and Jesus picked up the cup and he said, this is my blood. Bible said, he picked up the bread and he said, this is my body. After giving unto them, he said, one of you will betray me. Why did he say that? Because his own, when somebody who is very close to you gives you up, it means betrayal. But he was not unaware of the circumstance. Hear me carefully. At that time, Jesus has escaped severally. That is why when the woman with the alabaster jar came to pour oil, perfume on his feet, he said, this woman is preparing me for my burial. He is preparing me for my burial. It means that it was his time and manifestation has to take place. Even at that, all that they did, Bible said Jesus called his disciples and he said, let's go and pray. Beloved, hear me carefully. And Bible said, he prayed. He led them into a solitary place, Gethsemane. Then he began to pray. And Bible said, he prayed. And he came back and he saw his disciples sleeping. Sleeping. And he told them, so can't you just pray with me for an hour? Beloved, see, even Jesus going to die to save the world, he has to pray into it. Some of us, we hate to see prayer. Any small chance we sleep. We sleep. As I'm talking to you, some people are even sleeping on this life. Wake up! You must manifest. Ha! I have given you a prophecy. And you are sleeping over the prophecy. Who told you that prophecies manifest that way? When you read Jeremiah chapter 1, verse number 5, it said, before you were formed in your mother's womb, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I have ordained you. I knew you and I've ordained you as a prophet. But Jeremiah was doing a different thing. So God has to call his attention. You think. You must. See, you must have a testimony. You can't fail. Tell yourself, I can't fail. I can't fail. I can't fail my generation. I can't fail my children. Even Jesus had to pray. Conjure things in the realms of the spirit. And Bible said he came back and saw his disciples sleeping. He said, can't you just pray with me for an hour? I don't know the declaration upon your life. The little prayer you pray, you get tired. But you have forgotten. Read the scripture. Every small time, every little time, Jesus moves to a place. Bible says Jesus had been praying at dawn. When they were looking for him, he could not be found, not knowing he was praying. Marando se karianda badosa. Li kabado se kadua sabrandi adad. Le kabado se kabahando se pre kapadado se kerianda ba. Li karando se dianda. Rando se kabadabo sabrandi ata. Le pano sabrandia. Li kabado sabrandia. Le karando sabrandi anda. Le pakada brandia tabadaba. Beloved, 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 hear me. You are not to die to save anybody. Yes, your own is to manifest. I say, your own is to manifest. I feel within my spirit. I will fulfill my destiny. Say to yourself, I will fulfill my destiny. I will fulfill my destiny. I will fulfill my destiny. Ha! Even you yourself, you have not saved yourself. And you want to die. You can't die and save anybody. When Jesus died, the whole world heard about him. I must not fail my Lord. I must fulfill his cause. There is prophecy. I say, when Jesus died, the whole world heard about him. I am talking to you about Jesus. I must not fail my Lord. He himself, he said, my time has come. And he said, Judas, it is time. Go and do what you have to do. for you, it is not your time to die. I declare upon your life that you will not die before your time. Anything that has been sent to destroy you will not stand you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I declare upon your life as a prophet of the Most High. You will escape. I see you escaping. If they have seen your destiny and they want to end you, as Jesus, they saw his destiny. They want to end him before time, but he didn't allow. Those of you who cannot run, see, if you don't run, they will destroy you.
Prophecy over me, I cannot fail this one. I cannot fail my Lord.
Ha!
I must fulfill his cause.
Jesus, thank you, Holy Spirit.
Prophecy over me,
beloved.
I cannot fail.
The Lord has delivered his word. I think this is what the Lord sent me to come and do today. I have not preached. Beloved, you must fulfill your destiny. There is a word concerning your life. Jesus. Ha! What a relief. Now my soul is set free.
Spirit, help me pray. Help me pray.
Ha! Help me pray. Maradosha da barati atabada.
Focus be Jesus. Focus be Jesus.
Maradosha kada barati atabada. Some of us cannot pray.
Help me pray. Help me pray.
There's somebody here. If you have not been on this life, I don't know what will happen to you.
Crucify the flesh. Crucify the flesh.
Jesus. Beloved, if today is your first time on this life, tomorrow we'll be having our second session. Please follow the live, follow me, so that when I come live, you can also be part of it. Tomorrow, the Lord want to speak to some people. Yes, tomorrow. Tomorrow. Atu, you are welcome. Please share my contact. Secretary, are you there? Secretary Elena. Madam Elena, are you there? Today, my secretary is here. But to share my contact quickly. You can get in touch. And also, I'm creating a team that will push in this agenda of faith. Yes. And You can be a blessing to it. I don't know, but somebody has been freed. Do you feel within your spirit that you are freed? Hey. You can take my number and WhatsApp me so that we can... we are going to create a WhatsApp group. We are going to add you to it. A very active one, of course. And I believe
you'll be part of it. And anytime I want to talk to you, or maybe God reveals something to me, we must have that personal relationship. I can call you, and then I can pray with you. Yes, even though we can't see each other spiritually, we can see each other. Yes, you can take my number and then WhatsApp me if there's anything you can talk to me about. Yes. I don't know. Jesus. Jesus is here. Jesus is here. Your soul is set free. I think this is what the Lord has said to me to come and do. And I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. Spirit, help me pray. I'm done. Help me pray. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Help me pray. Thank you. Thank you. My soul is happy. May the blessings of the Lord fall upon your life. And I declare upon your life that your life is covered. Your life is covered. Your life is covered. My focus be Jesus. I'm going to pray for, I have about five minutes. Okay, let me do it. 8 minutes. You can come up and I'll pray for you and declare some things upon you. Normally I do this. Today I have not. Is it when I preach, when I tell you the word, that is when I'm inspired and the Spirit of the Lord speaks to me. Yes. Yes. The word of God is more powerful than any prophecy I'm going to give to you. Yes. And it's the word of God that opened doors for prophetic. Yes. So if you are able to accept the word, it makes it easy for a prophecy to locate you. And when the prophecy locates you, you are able to accept it with faith and it begins to manifest in your life. Without the word of God, every prophecy concerning your life is just a deity talking to you. Anything a prophet of God says to you and the word of God is not attached to it, it's just like a juju man giving you, telling you things. You have gone to, how do you call it? Something like a fetish priest to tell you, or a seer, or a fortune teller to tell you things. People can say things without even being prophets. So it is the word of God that comes in, because Bible says in John 1:1, it says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word was God. So it's the word of God that comes to stay with you. And Bible said this word of God was the light of men. Listen, it was the light of men. This word of God was the light of man. This word of God is the light of man. So when you receive the word of God, it becomes a light in your life. Hear me carefully. The word of God is the light in your life. Yes. The word of God is the light in your life. And the word of God is the life that lives within you. So when the devil wants to take your life, when you have the life of Christ, it becomes difficult for the devil to get hold of you. The devil will try everything, because that life within you is not just a human life, but it is the life of God. Hear me carefully. Everybody has been given a certain life, which is human life. But there is a connection when you give your life to Christ. He takes your life and gives you a new life, which is his life.
Take over my thoughts.
And this life becomes the light of your life. Yes. That is how it is. So when you accept the word of God, that is why Romans chapter 10, verse number 17, it said, faith comes but by hearing of the word of God. You got it? So when this faith comes to you, it means that God has given you a new strength to do new things. John 1, verse number 12, he said, to them that believe, he gave them power to be called, listen carefully, to them that believe, he gave them power to be called children of God. To them that believe, he gave them power to be called children of God. That's what I'm saying. That now, the moment you accept the word of God, it takes up your life. John 14:6. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 15, verse 1. He says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. It means that I am the Father, and you are the sons. I am the Father, and you are the children. The moment you decide to believe in any other things, it's like you are a branch that has been cut off. That is when the devil begins to manipulate your spirit, your life. See, the devil can do anything to you, but the devil is careful about your life. That is why some of us, we are not dead by now. Not because of, it's because the life we have is not a human life. People are born into this world and they just have human life because human being gave birth to them. It was the idea of a human being to give birth, and they gave birth. People can do insemination and stuff like that, and they can give birth. Now, it was an idea, but the moment you commit your ways to the Lord, your life of a human is taken off, and God gives you his life. This thing I'm teaching is deep. You will understand. See, it is very deep and mysterious. Let me tell you something. That is why people can go to fetish priests and all kind of things, and they can conjure children. They can conjure children. They can conjure children. So we have been informed the life they have, the spirit within them, they came here for a mission. They also have been sent by the devil for a mission. Now, if this child receives the word of God and the child gives his or her life to Christ, the life within itself is being taken off. Then Christ gives him a new life. So you can come into this world. You live on your own. It's two things. Either you give your life to Christ or you give your life to the devil. Yes. Beloved, I am ending. So, Hararusha Brandia Dababa. Leta Dada Brandusha Brandia Dababa. Thank you, Jesus. So all that I'm telling you is that after all the prophetic word, what will sustain you to the time of manifestation? Thank you, Jesus. Can you hear me, sir? Are we together? So all that I am saying is that what can maintain you to your time of manifestation is not anything, but is the word of God. So all the prophetic word, when it's being given to you, what you have to do, what can hold you, what can hold you, is nothing but the word of God. But the word of God. Yes. But the word of God. So I can give you prophetic word. I can tell you the things in your room, the things that are happening to you. That is why most of times we cannot manifest. It's because we just rely on the prophetic word, but we don't rely on the source of the prophetic word. If I give you a cup of water, you will drink it and it will finish. But if I tell you where the river is, or I plant you at where the river is, you will be there till you grow up. That is why Bible says in Psalm 1 verse number 3. Psalm 1 verse 3. It says, it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, or by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in season. Listen carefully. It shall be. So when you read Psalm 1, verse number 1 coming down, it says that, blessed is he who does not sit in the counsel of the ungodly, or sit in the seat of mockers, or stand in the ways of sinners. And when you jump from verse number 1 to verse number 3, it said, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, which yields its fruits in season. What do we mean season? In time. A life is time. Everybody and its time. Everyone and a season. Everyone has a time for interview, but there comes the turn for everyone. Yes. Yes. So it is the word of God that will help you and shape you to the time of manifestation of that prophecy. That is why people said that consistency produces results. The reason is not that you just do it one and that is all. Some of us, we pray one and that is all. Go and ask Abraham that we walk with, we follow. God said to Abraham, I'm going to bless you. And he said, he brought Abraham up and he said, Abraham, look up. Watch the stars in the sky. This is how your children are going to be. But Abraham was over 90 years and does not even have a child. But it was consistency in prayer and dedication with the Lord. It was the word of God in him that was helping him to walk with God. Our walk with God is not just a prophetic word that comes to you and you receive it today, and then you think tomorrow it will manifest, and because it didn't manifest tomorrow, and then you put aside. No. Everybody has their time of manifestation. Somebody was born before you, and somebody will die before you. So everybody and their manifestation. But the thing is that sometimes, because the devil knows that we are not on his side, he tries to pollute. The devil has already destroyed his life. And what he wants to do is that, you see, in the Garden of Eden, one thing just happened was that the devil wants to prove to God that God has made a mistake by creating man. Thank you, Jesus. By making mistake. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I don't want to push it. I'll continue tomorrow. See, the devil want to make sure that he makes God know that God has made a mistake by creating you. That is why you have to be consistent. Your walk with God, your faith, you must prove your faith by walking with him no matter what. That is why I like David. David said, even though I walk through the valleys and the shadows of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me. And finally he said, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. I say, time will tell. Time will tell your walk with God, if it is fake or genuine. If you are just walking with God because of that blessing, we will know. We will know. So God is looking at your faith, your heart. And those that God loves, he prepares them for the appointed time. God is preparing you. The prophet said, ha! Though it will tarry, it will surely come to pass. No matter what the devil will do, the moment you have the word of God in you and you are in the Lord, they will do. But there is a prophecy upon your life. Beloved, you are blessed. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord bless you. I thank God for your life. If you have not followed, please follow me. Please follow me. We want to create a team that is going to help in delivering this message to the world. And you can be part of it. Are you there? Please share my contact. It is time for some people to even go to work. It is time. God bless you so much. You can WhatsApp me so that we will make you part. Maybe you want to support the ministry with your finances, with your time, by sharing anything you want to do. Just let me know. Just let me know. And we'll add you to the team that God wants to raise to the next level. Yes. As you do that, you are also doing your ministry. As you do that, not all of us can stand on the pulpit and preach. Not all of us can sing. Not all of us can do so many things. Some people, they don't know how to preach, but they have invited hundreds of people to church. I'm telling you. They have led a lot of people to Christ. They don't know how to preach. They don't know how to do anything. All they know is to convince somebody. And the moment they speak, no matter who you are, you follow them to church. Yes, not all of us. See, there are some people on this life, the moment you share this life to somebody, the person knows that yes, it is authentic, because they know who you are. And that is a way for you to evangelize. So if you want to support this kingdom, yes, I've not been long on this life or on this app. I think about 2 months, less than 3 months. And the Lord is blessing. Today, Madam Elena, secretary, please. Our number has dropped today. And we have to make sure that tomorrow we will increase our number. Yes. Our number has dropped today. It has dropped today. I don't know if you guys were not able to wake people up or share their life. Yes. So tomorrow we have a task to fulfill. And we are not doing it for any human being, but we are doing our work in the Lord. Yes. God bless you. As you are on this life, you are part of the mission. If you are not part of this mission, then you will not be here. Matthew 28, verse 19 comes. It says, go into the world preaching the gospel. Yes. Where Atu is and is connected. Where some people are in Kufuridia, some people are in Kumasi and other places. To the glory of God, I don't know them anywhere. I don't know them anywhere. I've never seen them before. But through this, we have connected. Now I have Atu's number. Atu has my number. It means that spiritually we are connected. Thank you for joining. God bless you. You are welcome. Tomorrow, Dr. Livingston, God bless you for joining. You can get my number and then we can talk. Yes. If you want to do anything for the kingdom, please get my number and then we communicate. God bless you. God bless you. You are such a wonderful people. You are such a wonderful people. You are such a wonderful people. Marado Shabrandi. Madam Elena, secretary. Secretary. My beautiful secretary. God bless you. I'll give you a knock. You are not doing your work. Atu is powerful. Thank you, Jesus. So please, tomorrow, 4 a.m., set your alarm. The moment we finish the live, just set your alarm to. You can set it around 3:55 and do it about three times. Set the alarm like three different ones. So when it is 3:55, it will ring. When it is 4, it will ring. When it is 4:45, it will ring. 4:05, it will ring. If not so, you will sleep. Uh-huh. That is how I do my own. Uh-huh. So that's the trick I'm telling you. God bless you all. I'm going to pray for some few people here before I end the life. But today, God has delivered somebody's soul. And I'm happy. There's one brother here who came up when I said my time is up to end a life. When I said there's somebody here who have a strong headache, and sometimes you'll be talking, and when that thing happens later, you see yourself talking. The person called in, but it was not time. When I'm on this life, I go by the ministration, the direction of God. Yes. That's what I do. So if the person is still here, please, you can come up so that I can talk to you. If not so, then I'll end the life. What God gives to me, if I have to pray for somebody, I don't force myself to prophesy. No. Some of you, you don't even need a prophecy that somebody have to tell you this and that. Sometimes even the prophecy that is being given to you, it has been repeated severally, but there's nothing manifesting. All you need is the word of God. All you need is direction. All you need is to follow directive. All you need is follow directive. You have been given the word. You take steps. Bible says, and Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8, it said, Abraham, when he was told to receive an inheritance, to move to a place where he will receive as an inheritance, obeyed and went without knowing where he was going. Listen carefully. Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 8. It says, Abraham, when he was told to move to a place where he will receive as an inheritance. He moved without knowing where he was going. So in this kingdom of God, we move by faith. In faith, I'm going to teach people here. In faith assembly, we have three things we say. Our word of faith. Our word of faith says, I move by faith. I take by faith. I do by faith. I move by faith. I take by faith. I do by faith. I move by faith. I take by faith. And I do by faith because I'm born for a purpose. Listen carefully. I move by faith, I take by faith, and I do by faith because I'm born for a purpose. So we do it like this way. I'm moving by faith, I'm taking by faith, and I am doing by faith because I am born for a purpose. Beloved, please follow the life. Follow me. Follow me so that anytime I join the life, you can also be part of it. God bless you for joining. If you want me to pray for you, you can call in. Maybe you want to talk to me, or maybe you want to share a testimony, or maybe you want to. God bless you. God bless you. Hello, Gideon. You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
Gideon.
Yes.
You're welcome. God bless you. Is today your first time?
Always I'm improving, but today is my first time to your page.
Oh, I see. Gideon, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Accra.
Accra. God bless you for joining. Yes, do you have anything you want to share with us?
I need your prayer spirit. I like your spirit, how you are preaching, because the way you are preaching is correct, is good preaching, because sometimes the people need some people, they come to Pobi, they need prophetic, but that one they always the people take prophetic. A prophetic they be on prophetic, but prophetic they be a beba.
I see.
Now what can I? But uti word na word in ema manifest. You open and you first word na so manaba.
As
when ti word na we word we say uti we dey. Emfa.
I see. Your ministry. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Let me pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I commit your son into your care. May you establish him. May you take charge over his life. I commit his soul, his body into your care. Continue to be the light of his life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Give him the spirit of discernment and let him understand the time. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. So I think I have 1 minute to drop. My life will end very soon. Who again? Please take my number so that tomorrow will be live. WhatsApp me. So that tomorrow, I can have time to talk to a lot of people. Tomorrow, I want to have time and talk to a lot of people. Dr. Livingston, God bless you for joining. Please take my number and then we can WhatsApp me and then we can chat or we can talk offline. God bless you so, so much for joining. Tomorrow, 4 a.m., tomorrow, Sunday morning, 4 a.m., set your alarm. Follow me. We want to add people to the group. So God bless you for joining. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.